This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States and other frustrated mediators have called on Israel and Hamas to resume Gaza talks. AP's Donna Warder.
The leaders of the United States, Egypt, and Qatar have jointly issued a statement today demanding that Israel and Hamas return to stalled talks next week on the war in Gaza. The statement says only the details of carrying out a ceasefire and hostage release remain to be negotiated, and that there is no further time to waste nor excuses from any party for further delay. On Thursday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office said that on August 15th, Israel would send the negotiations team to a place still to be determined in order to finalize the details and implementation of a framework agreement. Critics of Netanyahu have accused him of slow-rolling the talks. Donna Warder, Washington.
British Prime Minister Keir Starmer Friday said that the police must remain on high alert for further unrest as the UK braces for possible riots over the weekend.
We have to stay on high alert going into this weekend because we absolutely have to make sure that our communities are safe.
Riots began last week after a wave of false online posts wrongly identified the suspected killer of three young girls in a knife attack on July 29th in Southport, Northwest England, as an Islamist migrant.
Today we're due sentencing for online behavior. That's a reminder to everyone that whether you're directly involved or whether you're remotely involved, you're culpable and you will be put before the courts if you've broken the law.
The disorder carried out by what Starmer has described as far-right thugs. A Brazilian airliner says one of its passenger planes with 61 people aboard has crashed into a gated residential community in Sao Paulo State, killing all who were on board. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russia has declared an emergency in its Kursk region after a surprise Ukrainian attack. AP's Noan Kim.
The Russian military is sending reinforcements to the western border town 4 days after the surprise Ukrainian operation, which appears to be Kyiv's biggest attack on Russian soil since the war began. Emergency shelters have been set up, with food, diapers and other supplies being sent to Kursk. Meanwhile, Ukrainian emergency services are cleaning up a shopping mall, which was hit by a Russian missile in the middle of the day. At least 12 people were killed. It's the second major strike on the town of Kostyantynivka in the eastern Donetsk region in almost a year. I'm Nayan Kim.
Iran is accelerating cyber activity that appears to be meant to influence the United States presidential election. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
An intelligence report from Microsoft says Iranian groups have recently created fake news sites, impersonated activists, and targeted a presidential campaign official with an email phishing attack. A state government worker's computer was compromised. Microsoft warns that Iran's laying the groundwork to stoke political division and try to sway American voters this fall, a charge denied by Iranian UN representatives. Meanwhile, the U.S. government says Russia continues to pose the greatest threat for election disinformation, and China's influence is being monitored as well. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The U.S. ambassador to Mexico has confirmed that drug lord Ismael El Mayo Zambada was brought to the United States against his will when he arrived in Texas in July on a plane along with fellow drug lord Joaquin Guzman Lopez. Zambada's attorney has earlier claimed that longtime chief of the Sinaloa cartel had been kidnapped, but officials had not confirmed that, and in Zambada's age and apparent ill health had led some to speculate he turned himself in. U.S. Ambassador Ken Salazar on Friday said that the evidence that they saw is that they brought El Mayo Zambada against his will. First responders have launched high water rescues in rural New York and Pennsylvania states due to flash flooding from the remnants of Debbie. The system was a post-tropical cyclone dropping rain on parts of the Northeast and into New England on Friday. The worst flash flooding in New York was happening in a largely rural area south of the Finger Lakes. Bordering counties in northern Pennsylvania also experienced flooding. You'll find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.